Okay, let's go to Brianne in Wisconsin, and she's got some questions about postpartum hair loss.
Yeah, I'm losing my hair.
Okay, well, you don't want to do that.
No, now, I'm 26 years old. This is my third baby, and it's gotten bad.
Okay, well, the first thing you want to do when you see this is you want to know it's got to do with your adrenal glands.
Right, that's what everybody's been telling me.
Okay, good. Well, they're right. Okay, so what are you going to do about it? How much do you weigh, first of all?
Like 132.
Okay, so the first thing you're going to do is have a teaspoon of an air-dried sea salt or our pink salt in about 16 to 24 ounces of water when you first wake up.
Okay.
This should give you a nice big bowel movement, but it'll reduce the load, the stress load on the adrenals. Step
okay.
one. Step two, we want to make sure, did you have a, what do they call those, when it, the spine? When they,
an epidural. I had
epidural.
That with my first baby, but my two boys were born at home.
Okay, well, the epidural that you had a long time ago, that guy often reflexes to the adrenals and sedates them, so I'm going to recommend you learn how to do Medi body packs
okay.
for your hands and feet. And get up to this guy, and unfortunately, you probably were vaccinated on your legs, so you'll have to clear the vaccination. You probably have to do hands, feet, vaccination, and then you can clear the epidural. And that guy is almost for sure sedating the adrenal glands. If you had an episiotomy, a tear rectally to vaginally, that
yeah.
could sedate both the adrenal and the kidney. So you'd be looking for that guy, and that would have to be done before you could do the epidural. Okay, in other words, there's got to be a circuit from the feet up. And so what I would guess is that for now, we can dead stop the process by a teaspoon of pink salt, maybe a teaspoon of Max Stress B.
Okay.
Okay, and if necessary, and you may want to do this, you'd take 6 Quantum Adrenal at breakfast.
Okay, and
within,
that's okay even though I'm breastfeeding?
Absolutely, and within,
great.
I would say, 7 to 14 days, you should see it's changed that quickly. So, and then you can just back off these things, but this is kind of a shock to the body, and as you have more and more babies, the scars begin to create more and more problems, especially for kidney adrenal, and that's what you're seeing, okay? So this should snap out of it.
Though.
Go ahead. Yep.
Well, with all three of my babies, I have severe, severe morning sickness.
Yeah, okay, the morning sickness relates to the spleen. And
okay.
what's actually happened is, see, every day that you live, about 25%, 1 in 4 of the cells throughout the body break down.
Okay.
They all go to the spleen at night while you're sleeping, and it checks them out. And it finds that about 6% of them are no longer fit for duty, and it excretes them right there at the splenic flexure at the anus, and in the morning you wake up and have a bowel movement, they're gone.
Okay.
Okay? All the rest go back to surface. So what happens when you have morning sickness is that the demand for new cells, not only for yourself but now for the growing fetus, is too great. So how do we solve this problem? You're going to see the spleen is actually on an axis in Chinese medicine called the spleen adrenal axis. You catch on, right? So you see it's one problem, not two problems. So
okay.
while you're helping the adrenals, you're going to also help that spleen. So the next baby, if you were to have issues, you would just start taking some adrenal. If you are nauseated, you can just take it to a powder, eat it with a little bit of unheated honey, and it's going to taste like candy.
And just the Quantum Adrenal?
Quantum Adrenal Complex, yes.
And how much would I take? For
6 at breakfast will be for now to rebuild you to stop this postpartum. But if you had another baby, I would start with 1 or 2 and go up to probably 4 to 6, and there shouldn't be a single symptom. How's that for a deal?
My husband would be so glad.
Well, you know, I had 2 children. They slept from the moment they came home through the night. They never spent a day sick in bed. And my wife had so much milk, I had to reduce the amount of yeast because it was on the wall. And
my baby's been fussy, too, and I feel like it's just, I mean, I'm burnt out, obviously.
Yeah, well, what I would do if I were you is get something called nutritional yeast flakes and start with about 2 heaping tablespoons. It really tastes good. It should quadruple your milk. But more important than that, it makes the milk nutrient-dense. So now the child is very calm, sleeps deeply, no problems.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye now.